Blueberry growers are voting this month on a 5-year referendum from the U.S. Hivish Blueberry Council that could double their assessment from $1.80 to $1.36 per ton for fresh berries and imports, with process set at $1.30. Michigan Blueberry Advisory Committee President Chad Reinders is urging growers to grasp the weight of this vote, warning that a bigger marketing budget does not guarantee better returns, especially when a 2024 Michigan State study found the average grower earns just $1.240 per acre. The push causes domestic fresh production jumped about 30% over the past decade while imports nearly doubled, and USH Committee Chair Tom Bodk says the 2-year proposal answers those swelling supplies, citing Cornell research projecting a 10-to-1 return on the added promotion over 6 years. It matters because farmers rarely get to vote directly on their own costs, and Bodk notes growers will still get another say on the assessment if the USDA advances the petition. Some blueberry growers are concerned approving the U.S. Hivish Blueberry Council's 5-year referendum could lead to a doubling of their assessment. Michigan Blueberry Advisory Committee President Chad Reinders tells Brownfield the referendum this month gives growers one of the last opportunities to weigh an unlikely increase in assessments. I just want growers to realize the severity of this vote for this week or two and what it is tied to, as well as what is coming down the pipeline, he says. He says raising rates from $1.80 to $1.36 per ton is difficult to justify with the current farm economy. In the farming world, we don't get a lot of chances to actually vote on our concerns, so this is one of our major opportunities to voice how we feel about it, he says. Reinders says using a larger marketing budget to increase demand does not automatically mean improved returns for growers. A 2024 Michigan State University analysis found the average non-vertically integrated blueberry grower earns about $1.240 per acre. Domestic fresh blueberry production has increased about 30% over the past decade, and imports have nearly doubled. Chair of the USHC Assessment Increase Committee and Michigan grower Tom Bodk tells Brownfield the USDA petition under review came as a response to those growing supplies. It was about a 2-year process, he shares. We didn't rush. We met in all the different production areas of the country, some of them more than once, and there were hundreds upon hundreds of conversations. Cornell University research estimates growers could see about a 10-to-1 return on investment from the additional promotion spending over 6 years. Bodk says growers will still be able to vote on the assessment if USDA advances the petition. I think the industry is open to challenging ideas, he says. A lot of the things we're doing now are different than before because somebody had a better idea. The USH proposal would increase assessments to $1.30 per ton for processed blueberries and $1.36 per ton for fresh blueberries and imports. The council was established in 2000 with $1.12 per ton assessments and increased to the current rate of $1.18 per ton in 2013.